It's time for a blessing. From the My Gospel Station studio here in Loras, South Carolina, it's time to present No Sugar Added, featuring the Reverend Jimmy Hardy. And now, here's today's message.
We want to thank you for joining in with us here this morning at No Sugar Added Ministry. We just want to praise God for allowing us to be here today. You know, it's a beautiful day, a little cool out there, but it's a beautiful day. And, we want to call out Brother Jerry up here and his wife, Jeannie. You know, y'all just keep them in prayer. God knows all. And, we're going to call out the prayer list that it be lifted up. And, all the Facebook posts and stuff that we comment prayers on. And like I say, just keep Brother Jerry and Jeannie in prayer and the ministry and the radio station up here and all that. And, we just keep doing what God wants us to do and keep moving forward. We just want to, praise God for the opportunity. And I'm going to open us in prayer, and then we're going to be in Luke today. It'll be chapter 15. I'm going to start in verse 11 of 15. So, Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to be here today, Lord. Lord, and we just in some perilous times, Lord, and Lord, I just give that to you, Lord, for, Lord, I know that you're in control, Lord, no matter what we see going on or what we hear or that you're in control, Lord, like the song says, in the eye of the storm, that you remain in control, Lord, and we know that everything's in your hands, Lord, and we just give it to you, Lord. Lord, I just lift up the prayer request and Brother Jerry and his wife, Jeannie, Lord, and the radio station and the ministries. Lord, that we just reach out and touch as many people as we can in these perilous times, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, people, like I said, we're going to be in Luke chapter 15, and it's a popular message a lot of people have preached. And, we just got a lot going on in the world today, I believe a lot of people are deceived and distracted and, just all different kind of stuff. And some of y'all might want to hear thoughts on the presidential election. But like I've said before, to me, it's not about Trump or Biden. It's about what God's doing. Everything's in God's hands. And that's where I'm going to leave that. But there's so many of us out there today, we're walking around and, we're holding up holy hands and we're praising God. And like I say, people, we're in perilous times. I mean, times are bad, and you need to know where you stand. You just see so much going on, and, it was brought up to me the other week, and it's just plagued me, about a man losing his salvation. Can a man lose his salvation? And I've often thought about that. God says that no man can pluck you out of his hands, and I believe that, but I've often asked myself, can you jump out? Because the Lord gave us free will, but we're going to go to the scripture with it and just let the Lord talk to you and just see where we go from there. And he's took me to what is a popular thing. It's called the prodigal son. And it's chapter 15, verse 11, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto him his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land. And he began to be in want. And when he went and joined himself to a citizen of the country, and he set him into his fields to feed swine, which we know that would be hogs, what we call hogs today. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? He says, I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion on him and ran. And he fell on his neck and kissed him. All right, I'm going to turn back around here. You know, in the beginning here it says, you know, the younger son, you know, it's kind of like going to the church, going to the altar, and, you know, you get saved at the father's house, or, you know, you're proclaiming to be saved and all this and that, you know. And then he left the father's house. He wanted all his substance, everything that he'd learned, you know, everything that was coming to him, he wanted it right then. And when he had spent it all, he says, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. You know, and I'll take that as, like in our spiritual walk, you know, we go to the altar, we proclaim to be saved, and we go back out and we live the way of the world. And, you know, we just, like in the, you know, the parable of the sowers there, where it talks about the seed, you know, you get this seed and it can be, you know, it's taken away. And we just go out there and we squander our substance. You know, we go right back to living like we lived before. You know, nothing that we learned in the father's house or got from the father's house, it's just like we didn't take it with us. You know, we lost it all, you know, by the world standard. You know, we were back living with the world. And it says, and he joined himself with a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine, that's to feed the hogs, you know. And it said he would fain have filled his belly with husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And that fain, that's what it basically meant, to be glad to, or it wouldn't have bothered him, you know, have filled his belly with the same stuff that the swine had ate, or the hogs eat. And like I say, out there in the world today, we go back out there and we're doing everything just like we did before, you know. And if we would be good with it, you know, that we're good with it, or, you know, at living that lifestyle, you know, you forgot, you know, about the father's house because you walked away from it. You know, you left it and you went out and you squandered everything, you know, and times is hard. Like I say, we're living in perilous times. There's a lot going on, you know, and when you're out there, you know, things can happen that can just break you down and just get you in a place that where you just, what that people call hitting rock bottom, and this is what happened to this young man. You know, he was out there and he was feeding the hogs, and he was, you know, no man would give to him, and he would have ate what the hogs would eat. He would have been content with that or good with that. And, you know, he squandered everything away. You know, every chance, you know, when he was in the father's house, he was good, you know. Basically, he had it made, you know, then he left the father's house. He took, you know, he walked away from the father's house. And as we see that today, we can compare that to our home life. We have children, you know, they grow up and everything, and they go out there on their own, and they can get caught up in, you know, just living the way of the world, and things just go bad, you know. And by each event, each thing makes it a little worse, a little worse, a little worse, until you hit what's called rock bottom. And this happened to this young man here. It says, you know, he said, and when he came to himself, and he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will raise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Am I not no more worthy to be called thy son? Make me as one of those hired servants. And he arose and he came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off of his father, he saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And we all know that, you know, our youngins sometimes go out and do things, but we'll you know, take them back in and help them and all that other stuff. And that's basically what he's saying here. See, and, you know, that this guy is talking about where he had sinned against heaven and before thee. And he said, I am no more worthy to be called thy son, you know. He's talking about everything he'd done, where he squandered everything away, the lifestyle he lived. You know, he was probably out there drinking or, you know, I don't know how it was back then, but I'm pretty sure they had pubs and everything, too. And he was just living a good life, having a great time. And, you know, then a famine come upon the land, and he squandered everything away, and he was broke, didn't have nothing, didn't, you know. But right here in verses 18 and 19, I see it where he repented. He says, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and no more worthy to be called thy son. You know, so he comes back to the Father's house, and he repented. And it says in here, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion on him and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And we're going down here to verse 24. And the father says, for this is my son. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now that there just plainly sticks out as you know that he repented. He went back to the father's house and he repented. And the father took him back. And that's the same way Christ is with us. You know, we fall short. We all fall short. We all sin. We all mess up every day. But, you know, if we repent and talk to the Lord, you know, he will forgive us. He will forgive us. You know, and that's what happened here. You know, the prodigal son, he went out and he you know, come back and he returned and he repented and the father took him back in, gave him a fresh new start, you know. But what I want to ask you today is, what would have happened if the prodigal son hadn't returned? You ever think about that? You know, like I say, we got many people today that proclaim to be saved. That proclaim to be saved. You know, they hold up holy hands, they honor God with their mouth, but he's nowhere in their heart. And the Lord speaks on this in very different places in the Bible. You know, a lot of people would call what this young guy done backsliding. I think, you know, from where I was studying a while back, backsliding ain't in the Bible, but a couple times it's not in there very many times. But backsliding is referred to as apostasy. And apostasy is an act of refusing to continue to follow, obey, or recognize a religious faith. And the second definition of it was abandonment of a previous loyalty. And like I say, there's many of us, we go to the altar. You know, you hear a lot of pastors sometimes say boo-hoo experiences and different things. And the Lord lets us know in Matthew chapter 7. It says, not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. He said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So Jesus is telling you right there that not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. So he's basically letting you know that there's many people out there today that's proclaiming to be saved, that's proclaiming to be a Christian. You know, I mean, going to church or going to the Father's house don't make you saved. It don't make you saved. Going to an altar and just saying this sinner's prayer, to me, you know, that don't make you saved neither, because when you go to the altar and you say the sinner's prayer, it's got to be about the intent in your heart right then. Right then. What is the intent in your heart for going to that altar that day? What reason did you go? Were you called? Or did you go for, you know, for a show? Or did you go to kind of, you know, the Holy Spirit's convicting you, go there to do something to make you feel better? But when you leave the altar, you get up, you go right back to the same lifestyle. You don't change. You just committed to that lifestyle. And I believe that's what the Lord is talking about there in verse 7, 21. Are these the people that committed apostasy? All right, we're going to go on to Matthew chapter 12, verse 30 and 33. And I believe Jesus kind of lays it out here for us about our walk. He says, he that is not with me is against me. Now, you see right there, he has no in between. He says, he that is not with me is against me. And he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men. But the blaspheming against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him. Neither in this world, neither in the world to come. He says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is not known by his fruit. For the tree is known by his fruit. So he's plain as telling us there that a tree, you know, is known by its fruit, what we bear. And, you know, and when I witness to a lot of people and I talk to a lot of people, you know, I ask them when they tell me they save, you know, and I can kind of see their lifestyle, and it's not judgment. It's just a way of letting you know that we all need to check ourselves. We all need to know where we're standing with God. A lot of us say we do. A lot of us say we're going to heaven. A lot of us, we say a lot of things. But like the Lord Jesus Christ said there, you tell a tree by the fruit it's bear. He says, if you ain't with me, you're against me. If you're not gathering with me, you're scattering. But yet, there's a lot of us who profess to be saved. We don't go to church. We don't do nothing with the church. You know, and I tell people all the time, you know, I know in my walk and how God has dealt with me, you know, I have to tell people about Jesus. And I ask them all the time, you know, how many times have you told somebody about Jesus today? How many times have you spoken the name Jesus today? All this plays a part in the knowing of your salvation. It's your heart's desire, your will to serve God. If it is not your heart's desire and your will to serve God, then you're probably not saved. And you need to be seeking the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus is willing to forgive us of any sin but blaspheming of the Holy Ghost. And that's what he says. You know, he's willing to save anyone. He stands at the door and he's knocking and he's waiting. But when you go to an altar and you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you get up, you're to pick up your cross and follow him. That's what you're to do. You're to get up and pick up your cross and follow him. But a lot of us leave a cross at the altar. You know, there's one thing about the Lord. He's willing to save you. And this is the old saying, you know, I know a lot of you heard coming up, that God wants, he wants you to put legs under it. There's things that you need to do. Just like with No Sugar Added Ministry here, we're up here on the radio, you know. I don't have to be. That's my choice. But I'm serving God, and like we just had this past event, you know, and that's something that's been in the mix and talking, but we had to put legs up under it. We had to do it. Or I can do like I preach all the time about pew warmers, or I could just sit on the pew and do nothing. God expects us to put legs in what we believe and things that we want to do to serve him. We have to put legs in it. We have to move forward. We have to grow to faith. We have to preach to people. We have to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. And like I say, there's a lot of people that profess to be saved. They're holding up holy hands. They're doing this and they're doing that. But Christ is not in their heart. And in 1 John chapter 2, verse 19, I believe John, sir, you know, says it best for us all. He says, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they may be manifest that they were not all of us. He says, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. And that's what I'm telling you today, people. This unction from the Holy One, the Holy Spirit. You know, there's a desire in your heart to serve God. There's a desire in your heart to tell people about Christ. And if you're living through your life and you can go all day long and pass many people and talk to many people and not tell no one about the Lord Jesus Christ, then I would suggest you check yourself and get right with God, because I know in my walking, in my life, and the things that I do, I have to tell people about Christ. That's part of, that's in me. I have to be here on Sunday morning to preach the word of God, That's in me. That's the unction of the Holy Ghost that's leading me. We are to read the word of God and be led by the Spirit. And, you can proclaim to be saved and sit at home. You can proclaim to be saved and sit on a pew in a church all the time. But that don't make you saved. That don't make you saved. And this is a question that you need to ask yourself. All this scripture that's being read today. Your salvation is between you and the Lord. It ain't between me, you, and the Lord. I know there's many people that proclaim to be saved. And if you don't bring up Jesus, they won't bring him up. And then that's people, if you're a saved, born again, bought blood Christian, you're going to tell people about Jesus. You just can't sit there and not say nothing about Jesus. He's the one that went to the cross and died for you. He shed his blood upon the ground. He died for you. But through him that you might be saved. You might be saved. And if I could go on in the Bible, the Lord tells us that he that endureth to the end shall be saved. And that's something y'all can do at home. Look up that, endureth, to endure. For those that endure to the end, that means to take all the pain and the suffering and the persecution and all that you endure to the end, that you shall be saved. And, that's about it for today, it ain't, I don't know how much time I got, but I'm sorry about the Facebook feed, it ain't working for some reason, but we'll check into that. And I just want you to know out there today that the Lord Jesus Christ lives and stands at the door and he's knocking and he's waiting. And just remember what 1 John 2, verse 19 says, when you're out there and you're proclaiming to be saved and you're not telling people about Jesus, you're not going to church, It says, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they may be manifest that they were not of us. It says, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. And like I say, I can only talk about my experience with God and what he's done for me. I can't sit at home. I can't sit on a pew. I can't just sit there and not grow in the Lord. I got to move forward. And that's something I've had to learn. I got to put legs up under my thoughts of what the Lord puts on me. I got to move forward. I got to preach. I got to tell people about Christ. And like I say, we're going to be having more events. We're going to move forward and we're going to spread the word of God. Through these perilous times, we're going through that the glory of God will come out of it. That all glory be good to God. And like I said about the election, let's just leave that in God's hand and let him do what he does. I'm going to close this in prayer, and y'all have a blessed day. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you for the opportunity to be here today, Lord. Lord, I pray that the word spoken today, Lord, to touch the ones you want to touch, Lord, for a strengthening of the heart and a renewing of the mind, Lord, that they be one after the lost, Lord, or just playing games, Lord, that they seek you out today and repent, Lord, and be saved, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all have a great day.
We would like to thank you for tuning in to No Sugar Added, a ministry program with your host, the Reverend Jimmy Hardy. No Sugar Added is a part of Legacy Radio, heard here on MyGospelStation.com.